Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. It was an evening of reflection, recognition, and celebration. Students from schools throughout Jordan School District came together in song and dance to celebrate Black History Month in a meaningful way. On this episode of the Supercast, hear from students who participated in the performances and why they are passionate about educating others on the importance of Black History Month. We're here at Elkridge Middle School for Black Excellence Night. Our Legacy is the name of the celebration tonight. And we're here with three of the students who were participating. Introduce yourselves and what grade you're in and what school you're from.
I'm Mark Cooper. I'm from Western High School, and I am the BSU president.
I'm Audra Sorensen, and I'm from Harriman High School. I'm the BSU president as well.
I'm Sadia Amin. I go to Copper Hills High School. I'm a senior, and I'm also BSU president.
All right. I'm in the presence of three presidents. That's awesome. So tell me, what are you looking forward to tonight? What are you excited about?
I'm really excited to see all the other schools because I haven't been able to see what they're doing. But I'm really excited also to see just the Black excellence in the auditorium.
This is my first meeting that I've been to, and I'm super excited to just see what it's all about and seeing all the different dances and the different BSUs. My BSU will be hopefully showing up too, and it'll be our first time because our school is just barely new this year. So
okay.
I'm super excited.
I'm also excited to see all the other BSUs or other people that are going to perform and just Black excellence altogether.
What are the things that you hope the audience takes away from their experience tonight? As they're walking to their cars or driving home, as they're thinking about things this weekend, what do you hope they take away from the experience?
I want them to be educated. I want them to be like, I want them to see that Black excellence is prevalent in Utah.
It's very important that we help spread just awareness that we are here and that we do have cultures and that we are a community.
I really hope people actually see the diversity of like what Mark said, because it's obviously a predominantly white state. And so obviously I hope they take away something from this and they actually leave feeling educated.
Now, tell me what each of your schools is contributing to the event tonight.
Okay. So, Western High School is contributing a song and a poem done by me. The song and the poem are written by me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me what the song and poem are about, or the title. Tell me a little bit about it.
So, the title of the poem is I'm a Black Man, and then the song is Freedom.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
I am the student highlight this year, and I will be talking about my BSU's efforts in raising money for our school's fundraiser for Hearts of Gold. So,
what were some of the things that that BSU did for Hearts of Gold?
We made a whole bunch of cookies, and then we sold those cookies during lunch periods, and we decided to do some at a basketball game, and we raised money.
So this is a chance for you to connect with the community, connect with parents, but for as students, for you to connect with other schools as well.
Yes, of course. It's going to help us out a lot in figuring out different ideas to do.
Tell me what Copper Hills is doing tonight.
So my BSU is going to be they're going to be performing two different dances. So we're going to be performing an African dance and an African-American dance, which has African-American artists. And yeah.
Okay. Looking forward to it. So you're all presidents of the Black Student Union. Mm-hmm. Tell us about what the Black Student Union does in your school.
So far this year, the Black Student Union has helped a lot with charity season. And our charity this year was Tiny Tim's Toys for Tots. And the BSU, we held a social for Tiny Tim's Toys for Tots. And we made these little cars. And it only takes $2 to make each card. And so we had people donate money and whatnot. And so we got a bunch of money, and then each $2, we got to make one car for that.
And I know that BSU is just getting underway at your school, but what are some of the things that you already have going?
Black History Month is coming up, and my BSU is planning on some really fun activities. We've got a whole bunch of
posters that we made today, and we're going to be putting them up as like a gallery in our library. And so it'll be going all around the library. We have a whole bunch of posters, and each poster has several different Black heroes and events that have happened in Black culture and history. And at the end of the month, during like the last 2 weeks, we'll be doing a spirit week for like the 2 weeks because we have break.
Sure.
So we're just adding those weeks together. And so our whole entire school will be involved in dressing up on certain days. Like we have 70s day, we have jazz day, We have blackout day, where our whole BSU will be wearing our brand new sweatshirts that we just made with our new logo on them.
Right.
And then we'll be having a social on our last day of our spirit week, where everyone from our whole entire school and all the other schools are invited. And we'll also have be doing personal invites to the different cultures, our culture clubs that we have at our school, to come and join us, so then we can all like join together and get to know each other.
How about at Copper Hills? What has the Black Student Union been up to there?
So we've also been doing fundraisers, and the last biggest event thing that we like really did was a clothing drive during the winter for like kids and just families that don't have really like anything. And we just donated a bunch of fleece blankets and clothes, socks, just everything, and toys. And also with Black History coming up, my school is going to be doing a pop-up museum with a bunch of Black historical figures, and we're so excited for that.
So there's a lot of education, a lot of fundraising, a lot of outreach to others, and making sure that you're helping those around you in the community. So congratulations. It's obviously you're great leaders, and that wonderful things are happening at your schools as a result of your efforts. So thanks for talking with me, and I can't wait to see the performances tonight. So thanks again. Stay with us when we come back. More on the Black History Month celebration.
In Jordan School District, we like to support students in and outside the classroom, along with their families. That's where the Jordan Family Education Center comes in, offering support services and a wide variety of classes for students and their families, free of charge. You can take a class called Blues Busters for children feeling sad or worried. Just Breathe is a class that helps students reduce stress. Or how about a class that supports parents in helping their children make and keep good friends? There are also support groups and free counseling, all provided by Jordan School District school psychologists and counselors. To find out how you can benefit from free family support services offered by the Jordan Family Education Center, call 801-565-7442 or visit guidance.jordandistrict.org.
We also have Tony Brown, one of our specialists here. Now, you've been involved in all of the planning here. How this has been talked about for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. So this kind of program has gone on in other districts, but we're really excited to bring it to Jordan School District this for the first time, because we have so many active BSUs that have so much to contribute.
And tell me about some of the things that are happening tonight. I understand that Black icons are taped to the back of each of the chairs. Talk to me a little bit about that project.
We're seeing the Black Excellence Program this year as kind of a kickoff to Black History Month. So on the back of the chairs, there are different Black history makers and icons, people from Rosa Parks and Beyonce to Michelle Obama and Sojourner Truth. We're spanning gender and time, just trying to highlight different people from our history.
And what are some of the other activities that are happening? I know there's some dances, poetry, music, and we have a Senegalese food truck as well.
Yeah, we're really excited for that. It's going to be great food. There's going to be all kinds of flavors, and we're hoping that everybody tries it.
I'm looking forward to it. We'll give it a try. Senegalese food truck. I've had a lot of corn dog food trucks, but not a Senegalese food truck. Why is this an important night, Tony?
The Black Excellence Program is important because this is our first opportunity to bring kids from BSUs across the district together so that they can build community, so that they can display their talents, and so that they can celebrate their culture. That's what it's all about tonight. We're here to be together and enjoy each other.
That's a fabulous reason to throw a celebration like this. And I'm looking forward to seeing all the students. I got to see a little bit of a preview of some of the performances. I think it's going to be a great night.
My job right now is to introduce our next performer. He is a student performer. His name is Mark Cooper from West Jordan.
Freedom, oh freedom.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.